With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
The last time we had Guy Hatchard, PhD, former senior manager at Genetic ID, a natural food advocate, and he has published research on, among other things, consciousness as a field. Last time we talked with Guy was on the 21st of February, and that was about the latest births and deaths revelations for New Zealand going down, and also, and it's pretty clear, planned GE deregulation for New Zealand. This morning, he is joining us to talk about his latest piece on the HatchardReport.com website about the death of a teenage boy and a coroner's ruling. Guy, welcome back to RCR. Nice to have you.
Great to be here, Paul. Good to see you.
Okay, your latest piece on the HatchardReport.com, NZ coroner's ruling on 13-year-old's sudden post-vaccine death. Was it right? First of all, a bit about this death. What do we know?
Well, what we know is that a 13-year-old boy was vaccinated against COVID, whether it was his first or second shot, I'm not sure. And 10 days later, he went to sleep apparently fit and healthy, and he died overnight and couldn't be revived. So it's a very tragic death of a young person. And given the fact that this is very unusual, it went to a coroner's report, which was issued yesterday. And the coroner said he couldn't decide what the exact cause of death was, because on the advice of so-called experts, he couldn't rule out the possibility that the myocarditis that the boy died of was caused by viral particles or viral infection. So in other words, the boy died of heart failure brought on by inflammation of the heart, myocarditis, which is a well-known side effect of COVID vaccination. But somehow or other, the coroner couldn't bring himself to say that it was likely due to vaccination. And in doing so, he made a number of errors. And that's my point, because he kind of implied in the judgment that they'd also found some viral material in the heart that they didn't identify what sort of viral material. And then he said, well, this could have been the cause of death. Well, the way he said it, it sounded like having viral material in your body was kind of very unusual, whereas in fact, all of us have viral particles in our bodies. Yep. In different places. And and that doesn't cause us to die, because our immune system is carrying out multiple trillions of actions every 24 hours to clear up these viral particles. So it's not a sort of ordinary cause of death, whereas the vaccine, it's well recorded in scientific literature that the COVID mRNA vaccine does cause myocarditis. It was a tragic case of sudden death during sleep. And when it occurred in sleep, it's not clear. And, you know, in every case like this, there are doubts. But what should have been the job of the coroner? How do you decide something if you've got a tragic death and it's unusual and you're not sure? Well, science has got a well-established pathway here. You go to the public health data and you find out, well, what's happening in general? And here in New Zealand, it would have been an easy process for the Department of Health to go ahead and find out what are the health outcomes for the COVID vaccinated and what...
Yeah, that was going to be my next thing.
He should have actually pointed the finger at the government and said they have actually banned the examination of this data.
Yeah.
The very data that would decide the case. And it is the job of the coroner to make recommendations in his verdict to improve the situation in future.
Well, it would have been more certain than we think. We found a few viral particles. We don't even know where they're from. When the body's loaded with probably a percentage of your weight is viral particles. So it would have been a lot more solid to go to the data of myocarditis and vaccinated versus unvaccinated to see where the direction is. Do you think he asked? Do you think he even asked, or he, whoever the coroner was, even asked the question?
Isn't
that part of a judicial investigation?
He's not an expert, is he? I mean, he is a registered nurse, this particular coroner, as well as being a legal expert on insurance matters. So he wasn't an expert on COVID, but it would have been an easy matter to source, say, a study like the prospective study of teenage boys in Thailand who were received an mRNA.
But we've got that information.
Yeah, of course, he could have found it. 29% of those boys who were injected had evidence of myocarditis. So it didn't kill them, but they had evidence of it following COVID vaccination. So the coroner could have easily, and the advising experts, I keep using this term experts, but I have to put inverted commas around it.
For sure. Yeah.
Did not alert them to these studies, which is a prospective study in Thailand. This is not looking back. This is looking forward and saying, take this group of boys, inject them, see what happens. Horrible thought, isn't it? But there you are. And so you've got the coroner who is essentially obfuscating the issue. And the issue
must know that.
I'm sure they do at this point in time.
Well, that must be an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at the family.
Yeah.
Eyeball to eyeball.
Absolutely. You know, they say the worst job in the police is to go and turn up on the doorstep of someone who's been found killed or dead somewhere.
Do we know anything about the family? Not that I'm prying, but I wonder what the parents think happened to their son.
I don't know, because the name has been suppressed.
Yeah, and fair enough. But I bet they're suspicious, would be my hunch.
Well, I possibly might be. I don't know. I mean, one has sympathy because, you know, it's a situation that will haunt them for the rest of their life.
Oh, it's horrible, horrible. So really, the whole system has fallen down completely. Can't rely on it.
The coronial system.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because we know, you know, I think you've had Dr. Ryan Cole on your program on RCR, and he's a pathologist in the US, and he has a very simple method for determining by staining tissue samples whether there was the presence of either the COVID virus or the COVID vaccine. He can distinguish between the two. So there are methods that are available for deciding quite particularly in this case. But what you have here, because we are constantly bombarded with all kinds of bacteria and particles, viral particles and so on in our body, the immune system is clearing them up. So when you have a person suddenly die like this, it's a failure of the immune system.
Within proximity of the jab.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's...
isn't that like a huge, bright, flashing neon arrow the size of Texas?
Of course it is. Yeah, this is the standard way of deciding. So you do A and B happens, then... you know, probably it was A. And then if you're not sure whether it was A that caused B, then you go back to the general population and look at all the people who had A happen to them and then what happened to them. And then you can decide. And that's the data that's hidden. And what's missing here is a deeper understanding of what's at stake. The mRNA vaccine gets right into the cytoplasm of the cell. That's the area between the nucleus and the external membrane.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our immune function is located. And it gets in there into billions of our cells, and it takes control of the process. It alters it. And in so doing, it disrupts our immune response.
It sounds like a bioweapon to me, Guy. Some sort of bioweapon.
Well, if you want to go down that route, I suggest that you look at Tucker Carlson's latest interview with Dr. Nels.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And the way it affects brain function.
Absolutely, and as he points out, it's been well known since 2006, 2007 that spike protein does affect brain function, and so you can see this is a very pervasive molecule precisely because it's designed to get into cells, and that's what we're made of.
It's like the ultimate killer drone attack.
Yeah, well, it's. It's disruptive.
Dropping right into the trench line, your cell.
Well, I would say it's landing on the offices of the commanding officer.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. We're familiar with that concept in modern warfare, aren't we? Well, this is modern biological warfare in a sense, is that it is actually designed to land inside the command and control system of our immune system and alter what it does.
Wow. So what do you see happening? This is the end of the story regarding what you've been writing about, this particular ruling from the coroner.
You can't get a Freedom of Information request into a coroner. You have to go to the ombudsman. So, I mean, is anyone going to do that? Is the family going to do that? I don't know.
Well, 4 years later.
Yeah. Presumably, but we have to really emphasize what you can do to help people recover. And it was very interesting that German scientist mentioning vitamin D. He was mentioning very, very micro doses of lithium. And I've been talking about vegetarian diet, and more fresh fruit and vegetables, because this has a massive effect on promoting health and immune function.
Always good to catch up with you, Guy Hatchard, and it's such a sad story. It really is. It's like heartbreaking.
We don't just need hand-wringing and protestations that we don't know what happened, but we need a determination to investigate more and understand more. This coronial ruling was an opportunity to be thrown away. It was thrown in the face of people who've suffered injury through vaccination.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.